Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please welcome us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. This is a True Grudge Racing Channel, and I'm your host, Big Shannon. Representing Rough Racing right here in Chicago, Illinois. My co-host, the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse, who sat on kill. And the ancient one, the man himself, the legend, the living legend, street legend, Brother Shaky on the board. Another great Thursday, y'all. Appreciate y'all. We are here live on Thursday night. I'm running. My niece went on prom tonight, so I had to. Man, try to go over there and look at her and look at the boy and give her one of, get a boy one of them looks like on Shaky. I hear you on that mic. What's the name of that movie when the boy they was going on prom?
Man,
and he had to tell
all I know is what kind of look you had on your face.
Man, look here, have her home by 10:30, brother. Well, I'll be out there looking for y'all. Nonetheless, man, let me give a shout-out to my sponsors, always, Brother Leroy, the Clocks Off Crew, the Motor City Mafia, the 1-800 Keep It Real All Day and All Night, Every Day Show, By None, Off the Trailer, you and you. We appreciate y'all, as always. Man, it's coming. It's coming.
Yes.
June 18th, that's all I can say. It's coming. If you're not ready, get ready.
It
should be very interesting. It should be very interesting. They talking about it, I guess. And we hungry. Everybody hungry, man, for racing. I think if you really, you know, like True Grudge Racing, you just hungry for it, man. Even, you know, participating, watching, you know, it's something to see. What that one race? It didn't even happen, but I promise you, everybody and their mama was looking forward to just one race, man. I mean, if you're a grudge race junkie, you just it all it take. Hey, Shaky, I know you know this.
Yeah.
When somebody was gonna race, and you know, now this social media, they all backwards, and they don't even know the concept really. And I blame the veterans for not even explaining or showing, but nonetheless, if you wasn't in the loop, you wasn't gonna know. They didn't call nobody and tell them, so everybody in the mom and the police and everybody in the world would come to the spot and kill Ray. Now, you know, they announce it, but it's something about that one, you know, you hear about it and be like, man, such racing. Oh my God, I got to go out here just to see this one race. I'm going just for one.
Yeah.
You know, now imagine 10. Oh my God, but that one, I got to go see that one.
Ooh.
It's just something about it, man. I don't know. I can't describe it. I can't. If you don't have it, then you just don't have it, you know. But it's definitely there. That's all I can say. So, man, June 18th, the champion engagement. Get ready. Wait a minute, let me go. See if Mouse is there. Would you please, Shaky?
Yes, he is. Come on, man.
Is he open? Please open Mouse up for me.
Of course.
Brother Mouse, are you there?
Hey. What's up?
What's going on? What's happening?
Oh, not much. Hey, just the weather's here.
Yes, it is.
Man, it's beautiful outside. It is beautiful outside today.
Everything is all in order now.
Yeah, it's almost that time. It is almost that time. Yeah, it is almost that time. The fire is lit. I'm just waiting on it to start smoking a little bit. You know when you, well, Mouse, I know you know. Soon as you light that fire on that grill, you know it just start burning just a little bit. You know, you gotta let the heat get up under it. Man, it's almost that time. It is almost that time. Should be very interesting. Shortly, I would just say very shortly.
Mr. Stokey already started. Putting those photos of that good barbecue that he cooking. He ain't sharing with nobody, but sharing the photos of what he's doing over there. And everybody is mouth water.
Man,
a big piece of meat. I don't know what kind of meat that was, but
it
looked good. With no
what?
Sauce.
No.
No
man,
sauce.
You know, Mouse do that. Mouse be out there, you know, he be doing some stuff too. Mouse sure be doing some stuff. He sure do.
Hey, I just deep fried a turkey last night and smoked one.
Oh,
man.
No.
Ooh, wee.
And look at this. Man, hey, if you ain't never had no deep fried turkey, you missing something.
No, I
promise you. Oh my God, man! You know how
you won't never have oven turkey again.
Oh man, look here. I'm telling you, some kind of good.
Wow! Man,
oh man,
uh-oh, Sam, you started. I forgot about your the stuff you'll be cooking that you used to share with people, but I don't even want to bring it up. I'm going to leave it alone.
Oh,
let's
man.
Keep it moving. Yeah, brother. Let's keep it moving, brother. Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, my God.
Please, let's keep it moving.
Man,
yeah, leave that alone.
I can't. Man, mm-hmm. Look here. Yeah, just lay it on the down. Don't
alone.
Even say nothing.
Leave
that
alone. I ain't got nothing
it's too
say.
Tough.
I ain't got nothing to say.
I swear it's tough.
Don't put the chef on here. Oh, don't say
oh, that. Man. Look at here. Yeah, you know he in full effect. I know he in full effect, Brother Lee. I know he in full effect. It's coming. I just Lord have mercy. Okay. Good evening. How can I help you?
I'm not gonna leave it alone. The gentleman is talking about if you ain't never had a big sham cake, boy, you sure missing something. They good and they come on a limited basis.
Thank you. I didn't
they
want
come
to
on
say
a very
that.
Limited basis.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, man. Don't start, yes. Don't start nothing. It won't be done, bro. Flop. Flop.
He gets you hooked. God. He give you a taste.
Man, he done got me hooked, man.
I know. I don't want to say that, Flop.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Man, I got some t-shirts coming. I don't know if y'all saw, man. I finally, it's been a lot of years. True Grudge. I got my logo, True Grudge. It's coming. Yeah. They look pretty good, yeah. So I'll let y'all know when they,
yeah,
when they come. They look pretty good. I'm excited about them. They turned out pretty nice.
Yeah, are we gonna be able to get our name put on them?
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Bow.
Flop. Oh man,
sorry.
Yeah, I'm just asking. Oh my goodness, Bree, I am trying to tell you.
Hey Sham.
Yes, sir.
These t-shirts will be for sale, right?
They will be. Yes.
Well, okay. I'd rather forego my t-shirt money and buy cake.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather buy cake.
I just, you know what? It's been so long, I forgot how to make it now, Flop. I don't even
know
how to make
okay.
it no more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that, Sham.
Really
I'm going to take that.
Make it no more. I promise. It's been so long.
Hey, it ain't just me. You got to deal with the whole Chicago Grudge Race community,
man,
and other
you
places.
You ain't never
lying.
Well. Hey, and it's just so funny that you ain't got no cake. They don't even say hi no more. You ain't got no cake.
Hey, Sham, you ain't worth talking to if you ain't saying, hey, brother, I got some cake. Man, I don't even want to talk to Sham, man. He ain't saying nothing about no cake. Oh, man, he got his car fixed, so he ain't got no cake. Man, he finna lock
man.
In his phone, so I don't care, man. He ain't got no cake.
He ain't got no cake. That's all they concerned with. It just don't make no sense, man. Oh, man. Yeah, it's coming, though, man. It is the whirlwind. I done got a lot of calls on my phone. And man, they stirring the pot. That's all I can say. I love it, though, man. Man, we just got to come together and get on up there. I mean, that's bottom line up top, man. We just got to go. If you're ready to go, man, just, you know, you're going to get up there. We're going to have some fun, man. I really believe it's going to be good, man. It's really going to be good. Let me see. Wait a minute. What y'all got? Somebody texted me once before. Let me look for it in my phone. What you flopping? Man, you ain't came on this early. Mouse, Shaky, and Flop. What y'all collectively, what y'all got today? Let's talk about something good today.
Let me see.
Well,
turkeys and cake.
Man, I really just want to talk about the cake for real right now.
Man, oh, my God. Mouse, would you
I'm just saying.
Flop and Brother Shaky?
I'm just saying. The man,
I'm
the
on
man delivered.
It's all in the house.
Oh.
Hey, Flop. The cake is so good. You know what he do? He bring you some, or he let you taste it. And then he give you some. And then he say, hey, I'm going to have some more next week. Which is a lie. It wasn't next week. It was about 2 weeks after that. But, man, it was good, man. I'm just saying. I just remembered. So, what you gonna do, Brian?
Okay,
hello.
Flop.
I don't hear you.
Wait a minute. 0537. Your mic is open. Flop.
Gentlemen, what's happening?
What up, brother Mark?
Oh, nothing much, bro. Just turning on, man. See what's going on with y'all. Hey, for the swap meet guys, Valparaiso swap meet is this week. Should be there. Should be their nice one. Should be pretty good. But nothing else. What's going on with you, gentlemen, man?
Yeah,
you ever had
anything
that
just up, man? Man, same soup just warmed over. Just trying to get something cracking, man. Everybody sitting in the bushes. They just sitting there waiting. They just sitting in the bushes, man. That's all they doing.
Yeah. You know, when it gets time close to time to race, people stop putting their hands up. They don't want nobody to really know that they there.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, why would you say such a thing?
Uh-oh.
That's not right.
It's a killer.
What you on about?
I just see the killer.
What happened? Open the killer. Who is the killer?
Uh-oh, hold. Let me let that killer on. hello, Mr. Killer. 38.
No, no,
Chicky,
don't do that. Chicky, don't do that, man. Let's kill him, man. Yeah, you know,
yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, I had to push the one button,
Ray?
Guys, when you said, everybody in the bushes. I'm in the bushes, too.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm in the bushes. I'm just waiting on somebody to call me and, you know, talk to me about something. You know, I ain't finna say nothing about.
Oh, okay. Man.
Everybody know how I race and what I'm trying to do. Somebody call me. So I'll talk to them and see if we can do something. I ain't nobody knows.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's
just
gonna be very interesting. That's all I was going to say. I believe it's going to be very interesting. Very interesting. It's coming. All you got to do is just everybody, you know, press a couple buttons, you know. You remember when you was a kid and that commercial, it was a Duracell commercial. It's like, knock this battery off my shoulder. That's all they're going to do. Knock that battery off your shoulder. That's all. Unbelievable. Let me see. What you got, Brother Raylo? I got some interesting blocks.
I'm in the bushes.
Raylo, Big Mark. I got some good ones on here that we can have some dialogue.
Can you talk about upcoming events?
Huh?
Hey, you talked about upcoming events?
I only know one that I know of, and that's June 18th. What's the other one? What's up coming
okay,
up
no,
that
no,
you
no.
got
that, hey,
you know about?
Really, that was my point within itself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The champion of the game. That's my first announcement.
Okay.
June 18th. Absolutely. Yeah, this is true. I saw, wait a minute, let me see. Is anybody in queue? I'm gonna ask this question. I got some good ones on here. I got a question. Somebody text me, and
I got
I'm
a quick question.
Go ahead, Brother Mouse.
I remember last year some people approached me about maybe some people having some grudge races with these remote control cars during downtime.
Oh, really? You know, I had that years ago. Yeah. We can entertain what they got.
Real popular.
Yeah, I'm open to it. That's something different.
Okay.
You know, they that's something different. Absolutely.
I will let them know because I think they what's their night? Either Friday or Saturday up there by River Oaks. I'll spread the word.
Okay, yeah. They can tell somebody to give me a call just so I can,
okay.
You know, get some kind of structure to it to see, you know, how I can do it, you know?
Okay.
Hey, Sham, you need to talk to Pizza Man Will. That's his crowd.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. That they came, it's been some years ago, and they brought about a good 10 cars there one time. It's been some years ago, though. But, yeah, I love them cars. That, man, them cars, they got some cars that look better than some of these race cars. for real.
And
they
faster.
Look just like race cars. They look just identical to them. I swear they do. Like real slicks on them and all kinds of, yeah, they real slick.
They even got beadlock rims for them things now, man.
Yeah. This is true. Man, I'm trying to tell you. Let me see.
But I put it out there for, and have somebody contact.
Okay. Sounds good. Let me see. Hold on. Let me open these mics up. Gerald, come on.
What up, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
What's happening? Talk to me.
Not much. You said you gotta ask some questions, so I wanted to get in the queue to help you answer.
Oh, okay.
If I'm allowed.
Okay.
To.
Wait a minute.
If I'm allowed.
Let,
to.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody, man, that's what we're here for.
Oh, okay.
Preacher so boy.
That's my mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody,
what up,
yeah,
everybody? Everybody doing?
What's going on?
What up, Preach?
Tuning in. Hey, everybody.
What up, Preach?
I wanted to hurry up and join in when y'all said y'all had that killer on the line. I'm that killer's second friend.
Wait a minute, huh?
You know, Reno huh? Is the west side. I mean, it's the south side killer. I'm going to be the west side killer, dear.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What have you done there?
Hey, I'm only going to say that one time now. I'm only going to say that one time. I got to join in with them.
Okay.
They don't like you.
Okay. Okay. Let me hold off. Let me see. Who is this? 1889. Who is that?
Big Will.
The mic is open. This Big Will?
What up, man? Yeah.
What up, man? What up, Will? What's happening?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Yeah, we've been trying to get together with y'all.
Yeah. You know what? Just call me, Will. Just call me. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like a plan, man. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. And we do some bird racing for some money, too.
Oh, man, I didn't been out there to y'all track. I know. Yeah, I didn't been out there.
Yeah.
Mouse
was out there, Matter of fact, last week, Mouse... your boy came out there, god dang, what's his name, with the Red Nova.
Fonz
and Brian was out there last week.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
But we're going to get together, Sam. I'll holler at you. Because they got a couple guys on the west side got cars now, too. We can set up some real good graduation.
Oh, really?
Riley got a couple of cars. Him and some of his guys.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
okay.
So
well, man,
we
let's put something together. Just give me a call, like I say, so I can, try to, put it together.
Right. We'll do that.
Okay.
Anybody
else? Okay. Let me see. Okay. Now, I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. I wish. Oh, let me look. Wait one second. They wanted to ask this question. And I'm going to ask the, I'm just going to ask what they text me. It's real interesting because we always, everybody got, something to say all the time for the most part. Everybody does. I strongly feel, this is just me. I strongly feel that, people that should talk, they don't. They don't say anything. I'm a firm believer. They'll listen, and then but they won't say nothing. They don't want to argue. They don't want to fuss. And I strongly advise. I say, you don't have to fuss and fight. You can say what you want to say, and then don't say nothing else. You just put it out there, and then go from there. But I say that to ask this question. The question is, what makes one man's opinion carry more weight than the next man's opinion?
In the real world, it doesn't. In our world, it's favoritism. if you're more important than the next person, they'll listen to you more than they listen to the person that ain't.
No,
like,
not necessarily, preacher boy. No, not necessarily. Sometimes it comes down to experience. Sometimes it comes down to experience. Some people have more experience than other person. They're like, we always turn the big drag, a railo or something like that. Them guys been out there for 100 years. You know, they done been there, done that. Now we talking to somebody who's been around 5 years, 10 years, got a street car or something. Yeah, their opinion.
Okay, stop right there, Will.
More.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Will, stop right there. While you're going, I want to intercede while you're going. Now, from my understanding, you know, what I get, what I gather, and what I hear, I've heard this. What have you done for me lately? This is really, honest to God, this sport that we do, I have never seen a sport where a veteran, somebody that has put in work, being disrespected like they are right now. How do you not listen to somebody? Like, okay, let me give you this. Let me give you this, Will. Since you said it. It's people that haven't raced in years. They haven't raced in years. But the body of work that they have put in is more than somebody that's racing right now, and they call themselves something right now. But they body of work, they didn't race more than them in their entire life. And they don't want to listen or they don't respect what they say. How could you do that? So I'm curious to know. Preacher Boy said it's predicated on your popularity. What makes you popular?
Right.
I'm curious to know. What makes you popular?
Some people get your body real work. Loud. Some people signify real loud. Like if you remember about 5 or 6 years ago, you might call a guy's name. He was threatening big drag all the time. I'm going to shut you up. I'm going to do this. He got a mustache. I forgot his name. Well, he made himself a little name by talking real jazz with the drag, you know, but all he was doing was talking. He never did step to the plate. But, you know, that's what some people can talk real loud, can talk real jazzy, Facebook things, and they sort of get popular. But he ain't did nothing. He won 1 or 2 races, I think, in the last 5 or 6 years. But he disrespect drag because some people don't. That's how they was raised. Some people, you can see it on the bus. You get on the bus. It used to be when we was kids, you got on the bus. If a grown-up got on the bus and y'all was cursing, y'all shut up. But now they curse a grown-up out, you know, old person or something. It's how the kids are raised now. People raised disrespecting, you know, your elders or your people who are supposed to have problems. And that's just trying to make a name for themselves, playing like they tough, like they got something in the game. That's my opinion.
Right. Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
Anybody else? Don't y'all get quiet. Flop. Where Flop go? Flop, I know you on the mic.
Hey, Sam, who I'm talking about? You know that dude with the Mustang. I think he got a white turbo Mustang. What's his name?
A white turbo Mustang.
He used to talk real jazz.
Ryan.
He first came out, he started talking real jazz.
Yeah.
What he gonna do to this person and all that? He ain't do jazz.
Yeah,
he won one race, I think. Yeah.
And that's the guy that broke, huh? When he went behind the color on the rim broke. He won Terrio too.
Well, he did.
Okay.
He do all
don't all y'all speak
about.
At one time. I don't want everybody. Gerald, Flop, Raylo, Big Mark, Mouse. I don't want y'all to speak all at one time. Y'all take one at a time. Come on. I'm listening.
Well, in my opinion, it's like you said, you've been there, done that. If I need some information, I'm going to go to somebody. It's been there and done that. Now, there's a spin on that. Okay, let's say you had somebody that was hot, doing their thing, let's say 20, 30 years ago. Now, you got a young guy out here within the last 2, 3 years doing their thing, and they successful. And then one of them say, well, let's say the younger guy tell the older guy, man, you can't tell me nothing. I ain't going to say nothing, but sometimes it's you
it's apples or oranges. Let's say the guy 20, 30 years ago was doing it on Slick, and the guy today is doing it on drag radio. The older guy might not know nothing about drag radio. But then again, just because he's not racing on drag radio don't mean he don't know nothing about him. You just never seen him, but he gets the information from all the people he deals with.
So you know,
you got younger people that say you can't tell me nothing, and then you got older people that tell the younger people they don't know nothing. So it goes both ways.
Right. You
okay.
You got some old people that tell you, I don't forget more than you ever learned. You don't know what some people know.
Right.
Different time and different areas.
But if they've been there and done that, hey, you can't take that away from nobody.
What you keep calling me for, Sham?
Can you answer this question, please?
Well, I think the gentlemen that are speaking have touched on some of the finer points, but my input is that I think your body of work far exceeds your years of service, is what I'm going to say. Because somebody made a point of that to say, you know, you got a guy that was doing it 20, 30 years ago, but you got this new guy on the block. He putting in work for the last 3 or 4 years, but his body of work, just say, I'm making examples. He's won several championships or several grudge races, whatever. So you can't deny him for his body of work. But, you know, an old head may come along and say, you young punk, I've been doing this longer than you been born. But, hey, you know, the changing of the guard or the sign of the times is, you can't deny what somebody is doing. So I think the body of work, you know, supersedes the years of time of service. Now, they can probably teach each other, or one can school the other a little bit on some things, and they can work together. But I feel like whichever one of the gentlemen came up with the body of work, you know.
You said the one guy he been racing for 3-4 years and you know his record is speaks for itself, right? So this other guy that put in work and hasn't raced in a long time, but let's just say the guy that's been racing for the last 3 or 4 years, he has let's just put a number. Let's just say he has raced 25 times in the last 4 years, just for, you know, example sake, number sake. But this other guy that has put in work, this man then raced 200 times. How do you equate that? You know, how can you not? It's like, I mean, my analogy, just my analogy. It's like right now in basketball, if anybody's familiar with basketball, you got Kyrie Irving and you got Isaiah.
Well,
Shane, does that make sense?
I'm going to go on this. I understand what you're saying. The body of work or the content of the book is their time. So 200 times, and I'm going to give an example, not to crack. I could have raced you 200 times in the last 15 years, Sham, and we steal some 14 second quarter mile cars. And I could say, well, Sham, I upgraded from a HEI to a MSD 6AL. But here come one of the other gentlemen, you know, in 2 years, he done put on a set of drag radios, and he got an 11-second quarter-mile car. So, you know, it still, to me, comes back to the content or the body of work. And again, to me, in these cases, your numbers as far as total races don't mean shit to me. I mean, yeah, you've been in battle 200 times. You've been in battle 200 times.
You say your numbers don't
I'm saying when you made the point to say this guy's raced 200 times, this guy's only raced 25 times. Well, I may have raced you 200 times, not minimizing you or me, but one of the other gentlemen, Shaky, might have raced Stevie Fast 25 times in modern day times. That's the leading edge of technology. So, you know, you kind of,
so now you bringing in who, you know, the caliber in your opinion of the race or the person that you raised.
It's a lot of things that need to come into play. And that, again, that goes back to what the gentleman said about your body of work. Did you race flopping his pickup truck every weekend and it's a 9-second, 8-mile pickup truck and you got 200 rounds and y'all go to the finals every weekend for a year and a half and da-da-da-da-da, or did you come out and run the 470 index class and you put out some of the best of the best and you ran a Raylo in the $100,000 bracket race? And it's a lot. Your content is there. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, those people, it's like your advancement, Sham. You got the advance with the times. With the times.
Let me jump in.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's social media. Because I had a joker question me about when the last time I raced last week. But we didn't have all the film to show what we did through the year. We didn't have all of that social media. If we did, we'd have a whole lot of footage. So we did way more races than they do now back then. But it's all about favoritism. It is, again, because the joker that questioned me, y'all didn't know about him in 2008, 2009, 2010 on the street. I'm the one probably made him who he is today. I was just from what I did to him on the street. But he questions my integrity, which is social media. They can get on there and say, well, you didn't do this, this, and that, because I can show you now what I didn't do. It's a difference. We can't show you all what we did back in the day. Nothing. We can tell you, they don't want to hear about that, because that's in the past. So they looking at, if you don't have no film or footage to show what you did back then, then you're basically lying. Because when you whooped them back then, they not going to tell you got whooped back then. A joker telling me now I ain't beat him because I raced him on the street and I didn't beat him at the track or I haven't raced him at the track. That's still part of the history, but they don't want
to. So, hey, Gerald, hold on. Hey, Flop. Right. So, I mean, so you said, I mean, so how fast you went and the your celebrityism counts. Yeah, I mean, from what you're saying, I'm gathering. That's what you're saying. Is correct, Brother Flop?
No, it don't matter to me how fast you are, but that plays a part. But you have to have advanced to the mod. Okay, let me give you an example, Sham. Back in the day, you and me had 12-second drive around cars. We had sweat rags in our hand because we didn't have no fucking air conditioning. We smelled like fumes when we got out of it. You know, like we've been tuning on the carburetor all day. Da 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 da. It was noisy. Now you can go to the damn dealership and buy a 12-second car at the showroom floor with air conditioning, gas up, and drive across country. So at some point, you have to advance. That's my example of advancing with the times. And like I think that was Gerald saying, to be recognized, you have to advance with the times because they'll look at you. The modern-day hot rodders will look at you and say, oh, Sham, you ain't shit. You got that old-ass Malibu. It's loud as hell. Man, I'll take this Hellcat over here and beat the fuck out you, da-da-da-da-da. But in actuality, we figured the Malibu would beat the hell out the Hellcat, but to get some notoriety or some recognition, you have to keep up with the Joneses, if that's what you're looking for.
Well, let me go back to my question. Everybody listen to the question. What makes one man's opinion carry more weight than the other man's opinion? That is the question.
Well, to me, that's a
in that, during that experience.
Well, Sham, I'm going to look at it like this. It's two sides to that. Because if you side with the man that's making the comment, then they'll say you're a dick sucker, or you can't make up your own mind, or you're indecisive. And, you know, but when in actuality, you may just think like that, like, oh, okay, I like the old Malibu versus the new Camaro. Oh, man, you sucking dick, man. You know these new Camaros fast. You ass kissing, da, 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 da.
You're not understanding this question. I'm
very well understanding it. I very well understand the question. And my point is that swaying opinions can be steered via what people say.
Mm-hmm.
Because an opinion, I might say the Hellcat will beat the fuck out of Sham. Well, and then here's another misused word. I'm a hater. Mm. But, you know, that's my opinion. Oh, I follow. And then if Skin come along as an example and say he think that, then what they going to say? Oh, Skin, you kissing flop ass. Why? Because he think like I think. There's a lot of shit in come into play into that.
Right.
That is true.
Okay.
That's just
that,
like
everybody
I remember
else,
Sam back in the day.
Go ahead.
Real quick, back in the day, you might have somebody that's at the track every weekend. They see a cop make a pass. And they yelling out, oh, that car can do this. Now, you standing next to him, and you would think that, okay, this guy, I see him here, he must know something. But then it comes to call your buddies, and he's saying it's this number, and he ain't nowhere near the number. So, you know, you would think his what he says has weight to it, but not necessarily. Some people talk out their ass, you know, and some people know what they're talking about. You have to dissect who it's coming from and what they've done to make that opinion valid.
Then you have to get into if they're trying to trick you just so you won't bet one way. So it's a whole bunch of bullshit in this. I'm going to tell Gerald that I like the Camaro so he can bet with the Camaro when actually I gave Sham my $1,000 to bet with the Malibu. Da, da, da. It's a whole bunch of bullshit coming into play.
Hey, Drag, I saw some hands. Drag, I saw Corey Lee. I want y'all to press the one button. I ain't seen Corey Lee in a long time. Let me open
hey,
these
Sham.
Up. I want y'all to come back.
Can I hit it one time, Sham?
Yeah, go ahead, Raylo. Come on before I open them up.
I think it was Mal said experience. I think that was Mal said that.
Yeah.
You said experience. That's the key word if you ask me. Like me, it's a list of us that got a ton of experience. I think my experience plays a role if somebody's asking me something. I mean, it's, like I said, it's a ton of us. It's a handful of us. But like experience. I got a lot of experience. And it kind of shows. I've been gone for a long time, but I'm ready to go off the trailer tomorrow if 41 if somebody want to do something. So my experience goes a long way. I must have a lot of experience. When not trying to toot my horn
like
or nothing,
that.
But
I mean,
I have it, the
no,
I have the background. A guy that's been racing for 3-4 years that has won a couple races, he don't know nearly what I know or a drag or. Or maybe a shaky or a skin. They don't know what we know. They maybe can get there in the years to come, but they don't know what we know. We don't know everything.
It's funny.
We got that experience.
You know what? It's funny now. I think it's so much. Back then, I think you really had to. What do I want to say? You had to put in a lot of work. In order to get that notoriety. Now, you don't have to put in nearly as much work for these people to put you on the pedestal. You know, I just feel like this. The people that put you on the pedestal, they'll knock you off the pedestal too, just as easy. So it without the work, you know.
Like
I,
this guy, say
since
this guy that flop face,
you
might ask
like
him something about
Raylo's answer also, but
he don't
like,
a checkbook, can put you on the pedestal, Sham. I can walk right into Dodge and say, hey, I want a Hellcat, and I go out there and put an exhaust system on it, man, you see Flop, he got the Hellcat, man. That something gun got the exhaust on it, man. Hey, they're going to automatically assume, man, Flop can go in H with the fucking Hellcat, man, da-da-da-da-da. Motherfucker probably won't get out of his own
way.
Flop,
I kind of disagree, though. I disagree, Flop, because I know people that got a whole lot of money, and they don't know what,
right.
what y'all say. They don't know
yeah.
their ass from a hole in the wall.
Right.
So that don't mean
nothing. That's my point exactly, Sham. I can go in there, and to those that don't know, I'm the king shit because I got the Hellcat with the exhaust. But to somebody like a Raylo or a Big Drag that's got 30-plus years of service under the hood, tuning, tweaking, realizing
right.
what reaction time is, suspension, I ain't shit. I'm just a fucking rich kid that's got a Hellcat. That's all.
But
okay,
if he wins five races, he still ain't there. He ain't really there. If he wins five races at Hellcat, he not there. He can't pick
right.
up the phone and call. He don't even know who to call about doing something really. He may know one or two lifelines to call, but like Drag know 100 lifelines to call. I know 75 lifelines to call about working with a car, who you should call, what you should do, or what you should get. You ask one of these guys that have been racing 3 or 4 years, they might have two lifelines, and that's it. Three, that's it. Get deep with them, they can't keep up.
And let's be clear, you can learn something from anybody. It don't matter, young, old, you can learn something from anybody. But it's like now I guess the question is revolved around people giving, whose opinion, who they make people's opinion, it seemed like to me, more relevant than somebody else's opinion, I guess, in a sort of thing. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's where this question is going. What makes your opinion or one man's opinion carry more weight, for somebody to listen to them opposed to somebody else? I guess that's really where it's going. Let me ask you.
Experience.
Go ahead.
Hey, Flop, it's just like when me and you was talking to Tim House, and he was telling us how his regulators were. And we felt in our heart he was doing something wrong. You understand? His opinion didn't mean shit to us because we felt our way was the right way. But once we kept listening to it, it came out a different way. But in the beginning, his way wasn't shit to us. You understand what I'm saying?
That's a great example. I follow you, and I will say this. His way still ain't shit to me. I don't care how much. For the sake of discussion, Preacher Boy, that made it crystal clear, that example.
Right, that's what I'm trying to explain. That's what he's trying to say. His weight didn't mean shit to us because of who it was saying it, and then it really wasn't resonant to us because – my thing is this, whenever you talk, Flop, and I talk, when I say it, it's like, fuck Preacher Boy. When you say it, it's like, yeah, but we've been saying the exact same shit.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay. Hold on. 252-2455. Who was that? Your mic is open. Who is this? Okay. Corey Lee, where you at? Come on back. Big Drag, come back. I saw y'all. I just couldn't get to you fast enough. Wait a minute. Let me see. 773-5332. Your mic is open. Excuse me.
Yeah, what's up, Sham?
What up, Johnny? Come on with it.
Yeah, we trying to lock in on Canelo and Toe Tag at 7 and 8 o'clock.
Oh.
8th Mile Pro Tree, track rules.
Hold on. Let me, hold on. Is Vic, you on the mic, Canelo? Where y'all at? Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Let me text them. I don't know if they're on the board or not. Let's see.
What up, little Johnny?
Vic.
What's happening?
Johnny,
oh, there goes Vic right there.
Man, I ain't heard from you.
What's up? It's
Vic,
been a long time, man, but,
Vic.
You know. We trying to engage. Who on the mic, Vic?
That's Vic. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Vic, we want to lock in with the white Camaro.
I already told you I wasn't doing that, so quit asking me that.
God damn. Okay. All right. Go to the next person.
I'm already, and
Canelo.
I'm locked in with Canelo now. So, but
right.
I told y'all what y'all can get.
We want Canelo too.
Okay. Well, I told y'all I'll run y'all with the 87.
No.
Okay.
Hey, I got nothing too, Shannon. I want Gerald and Al, Trans Am Boys. With Lil Johnny. They got the back
Johnny,
tire
you put that
and the head
on
up
motor. I'm sure we'll try you, Little Johnny. You put it on motor? I'm sure we'll try
you. No. You got the back tire head up break out the back door. I'm on spraying.
You know what I want, Johnny. Make Johnny stop.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make it nice. I'm going to clear you, too.
Damn.
Everything's drag race. I'm going to make it real nice for you.
Hey,
I'm back on
drag race.
Hey. Stop talking for it. Give me everything to the 8th mile in racing. I'm sure.
No, I said out the back door.
Sir, you spraying your car. I'm bringing my counter off.
Out the
off
back
door.
You get everything in drag race.
I'm going to take today. Everything in drag race.
I can't do that.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
You said Lil Johnny. You going to have Lil Johnny there?
Yeah.
Okay, what you want to do with that 87?
No, I want to do nothing with that 87.
Oh, okay.
We can talk once I get there. I might change my mind.
Well, you just came on here acting like you a damn gangster,
I said toe tag with the white Camaro.
I told you.
I said nothing about Johnny with no Monte Carlo.
Dude, we already talked about that in Memphis.
All right, okay.
So
well,
we can
talk at the track.
Waste your time. But you
track.
Came on here like you was a gangster.
I'm going to be a gangster when
Johnny,
I get
I got a motor car. Change your mind with me, Johnny. I got a motor car. All I want you to do is touch it.
You got everything in drag race. Everything in drag race.
Hey, make it. Put it to the apron. We got a deal.
I can't do it.
I'm on a motor.
Okay, I tell you what. You want to go to 8th mile? You got the back tire and the head up brake.
I'm gonna take everything.
No, you're not getting everything.
I don't say
what I had to say.
That's what I thought you said.
Oh, man.
Damn. Don't nobody want to race around the pound, huh?
No, don't say that, Dave Johnny. Please don't start that, man. Don't start
that.
There
ain't
okay,
what nobody
I'm
saying. Everybody, nobody
okay,
just going to give
mean,
ground
I'm,
and pound
I'm
what
calling,
they want.
I'm calling folks out and
exactly.
Giving a head up break and all this shit. I don't getting anything drag racing. What's the problem?
It's a counter offer, Johnny. You got to remember, you got an offer on the table. We got the counter offer with it. You ain't just buy your house
okay.
For what the people
okay.
Ask for it.
I ain't, okay. You know,
you
don't hey, you don't say a whole lot of things about my car. I'm giving you anything in drag race.
Give me to the
8th
mile. I'm gonna show
no, you won't get the
8th
mile.
Out,
you won't get that.
And I'm gonna show you I'm on motor.
Yeah. You won't get that though.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say, bro. You won't get that. All right, Sam, I'm going back on mute.
Okay, bro, Johnny. Just
right.
Mute your phone. I ain't gonna mute you. Just mute your phone.
Yes, sir.
Okay. oh man. Oh my goodness. Oh, hold on, baby. Your mic is open.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, is you on that line? Oh, you got a line for
oh,
me.
Oh, happy day.
Brother, you on that mic? Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Somebody lying.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. Brother Lee, do you want to participate in this? The question I asked. I know you heard it. Did you hear the question?
About the opinion.
Yeah. What makes one man's opinion carry more weight than others?
I think it shouldn't carry more weight. I think a lot of people just worry about other people's shit when they should be worried about their own.
Oh,
that's one of the biggest problems we got. everybody else want to worry about what somebody else doing when they not doing what they should be doing.
Oh, my goodness. What you say?
These guys go spend their hard-earned money, and you can't get now one of them to go to these shops and help these guys pay for their cars, so they should keep their opinions to themselves, to be honest with you. Especially when you're not trying to race. I mean, if you're not trying to race, you know, leave them people alone. They spending their hard-earned money, man. They might not even have their cars right. They trying to get their cars right. You're not trying to be
you
part
ain't doing
of the
that,
solution.
Brother Lee. Hey, Brother Lee.
You're part
you
of,
ain't doing
you're
that.
Part
you're
of the problem.
You scared to
you're
death,
right.
But you ain't doing nothing.
But
you got your car, and it's sitting there, and you just put wax and arm oil on the tires, and ain't raised nobody.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right. But then not only that, but, you know, like I say, when these guys go in these shops and spend all their hard-earned money, man, you can't pay now one of these guys to go in there with them and say, man, he go 500 or he go 1,000. You know, but they can talk down on somebody else's car or talk about somebody else's car, and they got their opinion on what somebody should be doing with their cars or whatever. I mean, it just ain't fair, man.
Unbelievable. What you say? Now, not everybody just going to get quiet now, Brother Lee. They just got quiet. Everybody got quiet.
Yeah,
thanks for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Man, that, you know, I guess it's just something to think about. It's just something to think about. I agree with Flop, but I disagree. I don't know. That's an oxymoron.
I mean, everybody got an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. They're entitled to that. But when it really has nothing to do with you or anything that you own or anything you partaking in and help paying for or whatever the fact may be, then you're down in the next man with your opinion. That's just not fair because somebody could be really struggling with their car, but you're not trying to help them either get it right. But you want to talk about them? I mean, or you have a opinion about it? That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Sam,
you back, preacher? Yeah, Brother Will. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, I think we sort of losing contrast to what we talking about. We just talking about opinion. We ain't talking about hating on nobody. We ain't talking about
we're not losing contrast.
I think what I'm talking about. We're not talking about any one particular person, of course, but what we're talking about just a man's opinion. See, that's why when I started off, I was talking about an example with drag, you know, just a man's opinion, like Raylo said, shake
but
it.
I just said,
put in that
I just said everybody
wait,
has an opinion. All you got to do is listen to what I said instead of going on a defense about it. I said everybody has an opinion.
No, I'm not on the defense because I'm not taking it personal at all. I just was trying to think about the original question.
You're saying we're getting out of the conscience when we're talking about the same thing. I mean, everybody has an opinion. That's their opinion. I mean, you can't stop nobody
from
having an opinion.
Hey, let me ask you this, Brother Lee.
Whatever they want to have an opinion.
Who do you listen to? I mean, really, I guess, Flop hit it. He was like popular. Somebody, I don't know if it was Flop or not, but popularity. How in the hell do you get popular? I mean, it's like now you can get popular just from locking in races. Oh, I locked in 50 races, but you ain't raised nobody. All the races, you ain't raising that near person, but you locked in 50. Now, how does that make you? Well, I want to listen to you because you locked in them races, but you ain't
Sam,
racing.
Sam,
how do you?
Sam.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
You get popular for what you're doing.
Oh, Lord, I didn't know that was you. Come on.
You get popular for what you're doing, meaning you popular, but you only popular for locking in races. If you listen, excuse my French, but if you're a dick sucker, you popular, but you sucking dick. So everybody know you popular for sucking dick.
So, you, okay. I mean, I don't understand what you're saying, Sam.
Yeah, so you get popular for what you're doing. Right, right. Okay, stop right
but
there.
You tried to make it seem like you locking in 50 races, but you ain't racing nobody. But you're popular. No. They're popular in what they're doing. They're not popular in racing, and they ain't racing nobody. You see what I'm saying? You trying to say that they're getting popular in something that they're not doing. No.
Right.
Don't
but to me, it's like people, and I just use that for an example, but
okay,
I'm
Sam,
saying it's like,
let me use you for example.
Hold on. Let me give you this. What are you popular for? I know you popular for different things, but what holds the way, like for you, I mean, since we talking. What holds the what makes them popular? Racing the most important thing as far as popularity? That's the question really.
No, whatever you do. But if you talking about racing, if we only talking about racing and you popular for fighting, You ain't got nothing to do with racing. But that's not what we're talking. That ain't what you're saying, Sam. That is not what I just heard you say when I just came on. I just came on. I'm really on the ass end of the conversation. But I ain't no dumb motherfucker. I catch up real fast. Like I told you, I heard what you said.
Okay, let's stop.
No.
The question is, what makes one man's opinion carry more weight than another man's opinion in grudge racing?
It's depending on what. Oh, in grudge racing. Okay. You just hit it on the head. But I'm just telling you what you said. You said something about they popular and they ain't racing nobody. So their opinion probably don't count to certain people. But what you're missing, Cham, is if a person's opinion that ain't racing means something to a particular person, that's what it means to them. It don't mean a motherfucking thing to me. That's what you're missing, sir. It don't mean nothing in the race world to certain people. But if it means something to you, it's because you ain't racing nobody either. So his opinion that motherfucker that ain't racing, his opinion means something to you because, hey, man, what are you motherfuckers doing shit? Do that make any sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Look, listen, I'm not being biased or nothing. Just hear me out, Sam. Real opinion don't mean a motherfucking thing to me because I ain't never seen them do shit. You see what I'm saying? But will I respect him as a man? Yes. But his opinion and motion don't mean a motherfucking thing to me. Not nothing, because I ain't never seen him do shit. That don't mean he don't have an opinion, Sam. He can say what the fuck he want to say. He older than me. But his opinion don't mean a hill of beans to me. And I can leave him out of it. If my daddy say something, I love him to death. My daddy opinion don't mean a motherfucking thing to me because he ain't never raised nobody. He ain't did a goddamn thing. I'm going to tell my daddy, sit your old ass down. You don't know nothing. Sit your old ass on down. Now, if that didn't answer your question, then you need to go find you a new motherfucking show, nigga.
That's all I was saying. His opinion and racing don't mean a motherfucking thing to me.
I wouldn't give a fuck. I love his daddy draws. He put the nut in my mama and had me. That ain't got shit to do with it. He don't know
Okay, wait a minute, Skin. Just hold on 1 second. Now I asked Flop. I mean, now Flop gave me an answer. I don't want to misquote. Let me just ask you this: you got somebody that is a vet? Well, I say a veteran. And no. Let's start there. You got somebody like in the last 3-4 years, and they didn't put in all this, you know, work for the last 3-4 years. But they race like, what do I want to say? Let's say, I said 25 times, just use for a number. But then you got somebody else that then put in, that ain't racing, and let's just say he ain't racing 10 years, 15 years. But when he was racing, he done raced 200 and something times. And whose opinion would you listen to? If that makes sense.
The one who makes the most sense to me.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you? The one who's making the most sense to me. The motherfucker that done raced 200 and some times. If he's sitting here saying, man, I'm telling you, you need a carburetor on there. You need to adjust it like this. And you need the distributor. I'm telling you, put an ACI in there and turn it. And then the motherfucker who raced 25 times said, hey, man, that ain't shit. You need this computer in your car. Let them tune it and put the laptop on. I'm listening to that motherfucker that won the 25.
Yeah, that's what flopped.
I'm listening to that motherfucker that made more sense to me. That motherfucker motherfucker back in the Stone Age talking about put some slicks and willy bars on your car. Listen to that dumb motherfucker. He don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's talking about some shit back 20 years ago. I don't want none of that. I'm keeping up with the time, son. How that sound? How that sound, Chief Chat?
Sounds pretty good. I'm listening. I'm sure listening.
Okay. Nigga, anything you ask me, I bet I'll give you an answer for it. I don't give a fuck who on the phone. I don't give a fuck if there's 2 million people on this beach. I don't give a fuck who on here. I got to tell you the truth. If I get killed for it, motherfucker, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't want to hear this shit. I want to hear something, motherfucker ain't doing nothing. You crazy. Ain't never raised nobody, but they going to tell me how to raise. How the fuck you going to tell me how to raise? You ain't get your ass up there, got 99 cars in the garage. Hey, get the fuck out of here, man. What are them men for? Get the fuck out the way. What you going to do? I'm asking them what they going to do. I'll beat that motherfucker ass, because they ain't going to even get out there. So why would I listen to him, Sam? But now guess what? You can raise 99 times, Sam, but I still might not listen to you because I don't think you know more than me. Fuck you. I beat your ass. And you can raise 95,000 times. What does that mean? You, Sherman, Will, I beat the fuck out y'all. Y'all going to beat the fuck out me? I'm tearing your ass up and you're going to get tore. I don't need that shit. Nope, you can't hear me nothing. You got ACI in your car. Hell no, you can't tell me shit. You crazy? Beat the fuck out you. Did that answer your question? I ain't biased at all. What the fuck is you talking about?
I notice on these phones when certain people say things, then people take offense to it.
They get offended for nothing.
They're listening to what certain people say. I can say one thing one way. And you turn around and say the same thing, but then people will say something different. That's the problem right there.
Somebody just said, preacher boy.
That's a good example.
That's the problem right there because they got their head in their ass. That's the problem.
My.
It goes back to popularity right there. See, that was a simple shit. That's a great example.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I will say this, though. Whoever said that popularity shit, stop hating on popularity, motherfucker. Try to get popular. If you ain't popular, you just ain't. So guess what? You popular to somebody. So guess what? You might be a great grandfather or a great daddy. You popular to your kids, motherfucker. Just get out the way. Get the fuck out the way now. Get on that way. Get your ass up on here. You know what I mean? See, motherfuckers worry about the wrong shit, man.
Unbelievable.
Motherfuckers worry about the wrong shit. Some people do shit better than you. I remember I used to be mad because a motherfucker could play pool better than me. Or they could bowl better than me. Who gives a fuck, man? Grow the fuck up, man. I can't beat you shooting pool. I can't beat you bowling. I tear your ass up in one of them cars, motherfucker. And they can't do that. And they mad at me. Don't get mad. You might be popular when they're bowling, motherfucker. You might be popular when they shoot poop. Sam, you popular when they cut down. Motherfucker. Can't nobody else cut no goddamn hair on the phone. What the fuck is you talking about? You motherfuckers retarded, man. Stay in your motherfucking lane. That's what you niggas need to do. Stay in your lane. Some of you motherfuckers got restaurants. So we can hate on you because you got a fucking restaurant.
Hold on, Ken. Corey Lee, your mic is open. Come on. Come on.
Corey said that, Sean, but I'm wrong, though.
Yeah, but listen.
Hold on, Ken. Corey,
he tuned in.
Somebody phone.
So you're going to be mad
somebody
at him?
Somebody got some background noise. I don't know who that is.
These people, got
talking.
Complex problems. That's their problem. They got complex problems.
Dog it. What did I do?
Corley,
your mic is
open. They don't motherfucking business. That's the problem with them.
Hey, motherfucker, be mad at them all. So Puerto Rican Pete tuning his car. Puerto Rican Pete tuning his car. What y'all mad for?
Oh,
he's
happy
popping
it day.
In tuning. So what?
Oh, happy
what
happy day.
Mad because he is driving people's car. Mad because they won't drag to drive the car. Mad because they won't drag to put them away. What the fuck is you mad for? You popping in what you popping in? Shit,
they
won't
Sam
to make the
cake.
Who the fuck mad
because
they won't
Sam
to make the
cake?
Sam,
quote
that motherfucking
cake,
Sam.
You better
yeah,
stop
talking
about that
because
you're
getting caught.
Sam, tell me get
down.
Cool.
I
live
in my life. Oh, happy day. Sam, why didn't she talk about your cake, motherfucker? Why didn't she talk about that old rag-ass cake, huh? Hello? Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
What about saying he's done with this?
Why are you popping for bacon and cake? Why are you popping for bacon and cake?
Is that him? Hold on. I'm trying to open this mic up. Hold on, Ken. Corey Lee.
Hello? I'm talking about this.
They keep pressing the one button. That's him online. Go ahead. Okay, now you can go ahead. They press the one button. Unbelievable.
Lord,
all I can say.
Hey,
oh,
you like
this,
Sam?
Hey,
hey,
who is that? 8115. Yeah, that's Corey Lee.
Hey,
he must don't know. He opened
Kitty.
The mic. I mean, he on the mic, Shaky.
What's up, baby?
Oh.
How you
hey, feel?
Shake it.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Popular for saying there's a whole lot of capping going on. And all man, what they mad at him?
Unbelievable.
Lord, have mercy. What up, Charlie?
Hey, what's
here? What up, Charlie?
They mad because you the only one. Y'all leave your mic open and close everybody else's up. You popping in the motherfucker. They mad at you.
Oh, man.
So it is, kid. You better not say it.
Stop that shit. You motherfucking retired. What the fuck I'm going to be mad for? I want your job, kid. I don't really care
for Chef Lee opinion because he ain't give me none of that Italian beef.
Right.
Damn,
hey,
Flop.
Hey, Flop. Some of these motherfuckers are just as dumb as the day is long. And it's 24 hours in the whole day.
My goodness.
One-sided punk ass.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Lord.
Come on, Sam. Come on with the questions, Sam. It's 21 questions. Come on.
I ain't got no more questions. I only had that one. Somebody texted me that, and I asked it, and y'all have answered it wonderfully. I got both sides.
Tell me to text you the most. Tell me to text
you
the most, motherfucker.
You done took it
on
to glory now. I'm all right.
I'm in class, goddammit. Come on.
Do anybody else got it? Anybody else? I really love it.
Tell me, come on.
Let's see. Oh, man. Yeah, that was
ooh,
good.
Wow, Sam. Sam is quiet.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, that was a good question.
Shorty, you don't shut the show down, Shorty.
That was a good question, Shorty.
Sam,
that was a good question.
Thank you, Shorty.
Mad at me.
That was a good
question.
Know
why.
What the hell, Shorty?
Shorty, don't shut the show down, man.
Oh, man, there goes my co-host.
What's going on?
Oh, man.
Who wants to smoke on this bitch?
Oh, man.
With a round four, too. Who wants to fucking smoke?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Uh-oh. 773. 2149. Who is that?
I want these motherfuckers that saw a rock side in their hand to come on out.
What? Oh. Who was 2149? Who was that?
Man, you know that Camp 18 motherfucker.
Oh,
there's no exception to the rule.
Oh, that's White Castle. Talk to me. Good evening.
How's everybody doing?
Oh my!
On this lovely
Thursday. Help me out, Bebop. Help me out, Bebop.
Maintaining.
Okay. Come on with it.
They got me surrounded, Bebop. Help me out.
Okay. Let me talk to him.
Don't voice your opinion, B, because he's gonna be on the man. Don't voice your opinion, man.
Is anybody locked in? Locked out?
Hell no. These motherfuckers scared the race. Oh, man. Ain't gonna lock the shit in.
What?
Let me be quiet, because that's my opinion.
I'm glad I hang out with Yanks.
Who said that? Who said that? Say it again.
I'm glad I hang out with gangsters.
You got that motherfucking Regal over there sitting in the garage ready to go.
Uh oh.
What
like
a boy.
Do anybody like Miami for the Steelers? I like Baltimore.
Okay.
Anybody like Miami?
I ain't even really watching them like that. I like the Red Bones. I don't care who the Red Bones play. They can play two teams against one team.
Me too, Mr. V.
You got that right. You got that right.
Yes,
hey,
no.
Hey, Sugar Bear, you ain't said nothing wrong with that one.
Mr. B, you got on the green little dress today.
Ooh.
What? It is that. Green.
You ain't let me
up over here.
You ain't let me see.
You know, I always got to see you in skin something to tickle y'all a little bit.
Shit, I'm laughing and giggling and
giggling.
Ain't nobody locking in for Sam's event?
Hold on.
Shit, I'm trying to. Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Sam, I want to have a shootout at your event.
Oh, okay.
With the new car. I want the new car. All the new car.
Okay.
No cage in the motherfucker. At least four cars. I want them college boys in there too. I want Kamala and the college boys and they got them Keon. They got them drop top.
I think you need to exclude the young college boys because you know they terrified of you.
No, I just want to get in there. I want to get your ass in there, 500 a car. You know, want to take off. You know.
That's a good gentleman's shootout entry fee.
Yeah.
Oh,
y'all
I like
gonna
that.
Be on these motherfucking ass.
I second that idea. I like that.
I want them to beat my ass or I beat
their ass.
Yeah.
Mr. B, what's happening?
What's going on, baby?
Hey. I want to come off the trail of the mind, not to disrespect Sham Ray, but I want to come off the trail of the mind night at 41.
Oh, no. Do
Ooh.
Your thing, Raylo. We talking about going right now. Come
No disrespect to your race, but tomorrow night, I want to come off the
you
trail.
You get some get back on 18.
Good.
Nice Friday action.
Off the trail.
Hey, Mr. B.
Trying to go, Raylo.
Yeah.
And if y'all gonna win, somebody gonna discipline Raylo, man. He just coming out here and talking crazy and
ready to go.
$1,000
and all this old shit.
I need to make a call.
They got them veterans just going to these people. Hey, they say the youngsters gonna fuck the veteran up. They got them veterans doing some strange things on the motor.
You ain't lying.
Come on.
This is true.
This shit is unheard of, man. He let big blocks, I heard
a young man say he
onion
had,
blocks.
Well, he was at the check.
Bell pepper blocks. He let all kind of motherfuckers just spray the road spray on him and shit and spider webs and shit. Man, he catching motherfuckers in that web like a motherfucker, Bebop.
phone.
You know what? I think we need. I think we need to get Vaughn on the phone.
Man, Vaughn ain't ready, man. You ain't even heard from Vaughn. He used to call my phone. He ain't calling. My buddy ain't calling. He must not be ready, man.
Okay. I'm gonna make it a little
you
ain't better. I'm gonna make it a little better, Skin. I will take a spot. I will give a spot, or I'll run somebody hit up. Depends on what happens.
Good.
Raymond,
this is
trying to go all around the board.
I'm gonna call one of my constituents. I'm gonna call one of my constituents here and see what he got on his mind. See if he's ready.
Hey, Bebop.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in my son. Man, he told my son he had the break. Goddamn Raylo told my son he had the break and he can blow his motherfucking nose on his shirt.
Well, listen.
He gonna run on the
your son must have talked to his tuna and then he came back with that math. He couldn't add up nothing. What the fuck? Ain't no way on God's green earth he gonna give me no break, let me blow. I'm gonna blow him out now.
Man, amen.
Well, borrow it.
What
you don't know, Mr. Bebop, is what you don't know, the days we tried to come up with him, he couldn't accommodate. And Sam Race is so goddamn close now, we might as well just go on and get it off our chest now. So you know,
Terry,
you
whoa,
whoa,
mind
no,
time,
all you
hey,
do
hey, hey. As they said, if you heard a little bit earlier, my dad said something about dick holder. You fall in the classified of a dick holder. Because you ain't doing a motherfucking thing.
That's what you want me to be.
No,
you want me to
no, hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
come off the trailer tomorrow. Hey, come on tomorrow. Not them, Raylo.
Tomorrow ain't going to happen. No.
What
I want to do with a Sam
Race.
Raylo, next week
yeah,
ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is just lock in for Sam Race. We're going to have a ball, man.
Hey,
don't even worry about it.
Ken,
we gonna lock
can
him.
We lock up
we
about
lock
a G or 2,000?
Yeah, I'm back.
Tomorrow, Ken.
I'm back, what I missed.
Can we lock up some money with you? Terrio got the break.
Can yeah,
we lock up some
I
money with you tomorrow?
Yeah, I know I got
I don't
the
think
break.
You want to run tomorrow.
Yeah, I know
to
I got the break.
It could be a Sam's race.
Yeah,
it could be a Sam's race.
We're going to do it at Sam's race.
Oh, Sam. Oh,
it's
going to
happen at
Sam's
race. It's going to happen at Sam's race. You ain't got to worry about it.
Lock up some money. That'll let me know you want to do it or not. Or is he just talking?
Now this nigga breaking up goddamn like he's throwing rocks in the
glass. Lock up some
money.
Hey, hold it.
Hey, did you lock in before?
Man,
hey,
tell
me
about it.
Tell
me about it. You don't want to hear about
hey,
it.
Hey,
you know it. Hey,
tomorrow
you know the rules.
Damn,
if you ain't have it, if
damn,
you have it, we lock
damn,
in for Sam, right?
We trying to
really go by the rules you've done before. You don't want to do the rules you've done before.
You
don't
want
to
race,
man. We're going to lock in.
You don't want to race, man. You don't want to race.
Okay.
You want a place.
Okay.
You want a place.
That's what you want to do. Well, I tell you what, you the one
making it clear to you.
Up, money.
I'm going to make it clear to you.
Hey,
it's not my contract. It's not
hey,
my car.
You the one that took down your lockup money. I didn't take mine down, sir. You took yours
put
down.
Put it back
sir.
Up. If you think you can win, I'll put mine
rules.
Back up. Damn the
get
rules.
Get over here and lock it in.
Damn the rules.
Hey,
you don't
hey,
want to race, man. You make yourself sound
man.
Like a clown on the phone. You don't want to race, man. You want to talk. That's all you want to do. You want to talk. Lock in for Sam Race. Let's take Shorty some money and lock up some money. Then they'll know as you want to race.
What's wrong with that?
Tomorrow.
Hey, you don't want to do that?
And?
Lock in, man. Lock in. Lock in. Lock in, man. Ready to lock in, man.
What you want to lock in for?
Lock your bitch ass in, man. Lock your bitch ass in.
The same race I gave three lugs. 2,000 on 5,000 a bet. XM race.
2,000 on 5,000 a bet. 2,000 on 5,000 a bet. I got your break to today's mile.
XM race.
Locked in race, man. XM race. What time, man? 5 o'clock.
2,000 on 5,000
better. 2,000 on 5,000
better.
Yeah. It's a locked in race, man. It's a done deal.
Pro Tree.
Hey, Trick. Close it, Trick.
Hey, Terrio, would you be quiet? Let him finish talking.
Okay. Go ahead.
You got 3 seconds to leave. Ain't I'm not going to be sitting up there waiting on you bullshit. I'm not coming.
I got 5 seconds to leave, man. Hey, Joe, I'm coming to leave. I got 5 seconds to leave, Joe. I got up to 5 seconds to leave, man.
You got five seconds to leave. I'm going to give you got Burger King. You got 5 seconds to leave.
Okay.
2,000 on 5,000 available. You got the break at Sam's break at 5 o'clock.
Locked in.
Locked.
We're locked.
We're locked.
Right. We're locked.
It's locked.
Is it locked, okay. Trick? It's locked.
At Sam's break.
It's already done.
Hey,
we are locked in. Blue Magic, my car, got the break at Sound Race. We just locked
right.
in, man. Everybody just
2,000 on 5,000 or better. 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got 5 seconds
to leave.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. Hey, Ken on the phone. You didn't come with that shit about I got to drive. You said, my car, you said, I got the break. So I don't want no bullshit. We locked in.
No, you know you got the break, motherfucker.
No.
You got the break. There you go with bullshit.
No, you said,
you got
I got the break.
I run P-head up.
No. Hey.
No, you got the break.
Terry, you got to drive. Man, you locked in.
There you go trying to fight bullshit. There you go trying to fight.
You
know you the one got the
break.
You always trying to play bullshit.
It ain't bullshit because you should know how to
lock
in the
break. You got the break.
You should know how to lock in
the break.
Hey, you didn't say
you
shit about I had to drive, motherfucker. You didn't say shit about
you got
I had to
break.
Drive.
That's the word. You got the break. You
didn't. Hey.
You know what you got.
You didn't say shit about I got to drive.
You know what you got. The break.
You didn't say that.
Man, why you got to come on the phone with bullshit, man? You don't want to race, man. That's what it is. You do not want to race.
No. Hey, man, that ain't no bullshit. That ain't no bullshit. You just said I had the break. You just said, Perio, you drive and you got the break. You didn't say that, motherfucker.
You got the break, man.
Hey,
you got the break.
You didn't say that, man. You didn't say that. You didn't say, you keep saying you got the break.
Hey,
you said, Perio, you driving.
Perio. Y'all said two different things. He said you got the break, and then y'all locked it in. He never said what car. Then you came back and said, Boo Magic, against your car, I got the break. Y'all said two different things.
Well, I don't care about I don't care about the car. I know what
you're not listening
to.
You're not listening to me. I said Raylo never said no car. He said, you got the break, Terrio. Then you came back and said, Boo Magic against your car, I got the break. And then you said, you didn't say, well, who had to drive the car? Y'all said two different things, Terrio.
Like Terrio, because he said you got the break. He said you. Never
said
nothing different.
He said, you got the break, Terrio.
Right. He said,
His man just trying to pull bullshit, man. It's all clear.
Raylo, I'm driving my car. I got the break. 2,000 or 5,000. I got 5 seconds
ready. That's the race.
That's the race.
Yes.
Locked in.
That's the race,
Terrio.
Y'all locked
in. That's it. I'm going on mute.
It's all done.
All right.
Get on the level, Terrio.
Highly anticipated.
Man, Sam Ray's going to be back like a motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Man, the world will come to you.
All
you
over.
Goddamn
carrier. And I'm on.
Cameo, you gonna be our savior or what?
Yo, yo,
happy
hey.
That motherfucker
ain't no
fish.
Man, I'm trying to reach, man.
Well, what a we'll see. It's a done deal.
Ain't no we'll see. It proof is in the pudding. And let her know tomorrow night I'll do something with somebody. Not let her know, Sam Ray. Tomorrow evening. Yes. I ain't got to call nobody while you come out sucking dick and all that. I ain't got to call nobody.
Nothing.
I drive the car, I'm ready. Don't nobody know on my team but me right now. Nobody. I will inform them, but they don't know nothing right now. They could be asleep. They don't even know nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Glory.
Ooh,
Lord.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. B, you know that what you were looking for, Mr. B. You said that anybody locked in. They locked in, B.
Oh, so we go on mute. They locked in. I'm on mute.
5 o'clock. Sam Ray. Dario gets the break. 5 seconds to lead. Pro Treat to the 8. Good God Almighty.
Lord, have mercy.
That's on a Saturday.
Terrio got to drive. Terrio, just close your eyes and leave, motherfucker. Fuck it.
I like Terrio for $5. I like Terrio for $5.
Yeah, man, talk to me. Oh, man.
You pay $5.
US 41 Dragway. Sorry,
y'all.
How you feeling, McCoskey?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I told Terry, oh, just close his eyes and leave.
Yeah.
Hey, Scam.
It'll be over with when you open your eyes, motherfucker. Somebody going to be in the front.
Hey,
somebody going to be in the back, motherfucker. Yeah.
Why are you selling the car?
Who's selling the car?
Randy.
Randy.
I don't know. What car Randy got he selling?
Malibu.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't never seen.
Hey, man, we're talking about Randy selling the car tomorrow. We're talking about this race right now, man. Yes.
You ain't
talking about shit,
Carl. That goddamn Terrio blood pressure went up and shit.
Fuck off for you boys, nigga. $5 bitch.
Man, now I done missed that.
Locked in, it's going down.
That's going to
be one to see
them. My goodness.
Don't get mad at me because I'm betting $5. Shit. I bet what I can afford.
Hey, man, you just got a check for $14,000, motherfucker. You bet a little more than that.
Shit, no. That shit going to the weed, man.
Hell, stupid.
No cooks all over the 4th of July.
Man. Oh, man.
We got OD on weed.
Oh, my God.
US 41. 5 minutes ago in Detroit,
50,000.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, Sam, I'm allowed to be there now, Sam. You got a good one.
June 18th.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
US 41.
Man.
It's live.
Oh, yeah. Two veterans.
Man versus
that.
Raylo.
Hey,
I'm
going
in the jungle, baby.
The South Side. Hey, y'all know the rivalry of the South Side versus the West Side. That's that's it right there. You can't get no better.
It's a good one.
You say, bro, so
man
was on weed or not? The man said, lock in. I drive locked in.
Sure did.
I'm going to tell you like this here, Big Chef. If I don't know nothing about it, I'm going to call, goddamn it, my panel, goddamn it. The panel, goddamn it, going to give me and put me in the right direction. They're going to tell me what to say, how to say it, and anything else. I'm going to sit my dumb ass down. Like I said, and be ready to lock in.
Hey, baby, don't nobody pick you up and take you to the race, baby. I mean, stop
Thinking
and get
Man
you.
Versus Raylo. US 41 Dragway. Champion of Gates.
You ain't got to worry about it. I got this motherfucking hog. I'm going to drive him, start driving my hog. You ain't got to worry about it.
Okay.
Got some gas.
Yeah, but you need to put water in it because last time you drove it ran hot.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. Hey, Sam. Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Your gate going to be off the chain.
Oh, man.
But guess what I did? I got some Vaseline and a lighter. I heated that hand up, and three strokes, it was over with. I still came.
Oh, goddamn.
Hey, this is the family show,
man.
What's going on here?
Oh, my goodness.
He tried to lock Steven in again.
Here, can you get a hold of
me? Hey, I know what the problem is, though. I know what the problem is. He heard a lock in and then it didn't involve him.
The white man in the line.
Why don't you lock something in there? Why don't you lock
I am. I'm in lock in about three bluffs when I get to the truck. I'm
going to get my down.
They showing it?
Do you want to leave, baby?
You got a motherfucker trying to lock
me in. Yeah. I don't have nothing to lock in with. I'm going
that
to Sham Ray, and I got Ray Lowe, and what's the name locked in? I'm going to see that. I'm going to get a piece of ketchup that I can see.
Superman versus Ray Lowe. Yes. US 41, champion engagement.
And I'm going to get some Italian beef sandwiches, too. Are you sitting home? Are you sitting home looking at your telephone, waving
what,
it up, talking about sharing video? Be at home talking about sharing the video.
And we going live.
Oh, my happy day. Yeah, y'all, y'all something else.
Big money is gay.
Yeah, big money gay. He's in that way.
Yeah. I thought I did.
They
not that nigga
on here. I'll tear him up. I'll tear him up if he get on.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is anybody in queue? I know. I don't think so.
Let me go back to the board myself.
Nah,
we
still right here.
June 18th. Chicken Man versus Raylo. US 41. Champion engagement. See you there.
Yo,
oh,
man.
I
didn't,
I'm talking shit. He talking shit and swallowing spit.
No, I ain't swallowing no spit now. You can do that. I ain't swallowing no spit. That's nasty. That's nasty. Ugh, that's just nasty as can be.
Any more lock in? Anybody else?
No.
Yeah, man, in the F-300.
You want to race my F-300? I can't. Beef a 519. I can't race right now. Yeah, wait till I go back down to $2.
Oh, man, oh, man. Oh, happy day.
Man, y'all,
anybody else? Y'all done got quiet?
The list. They didn't say nothing about Lenny saying it was okay. I was like, what?
Hey, Pete.
My fault.
And don't y'all be calling Sam on the back line. No, he don't got no free tickets for your ass. You got to spend to get in.
It's all right, man.
Man.
They're on the
air.
I love the gangster crowd. I hang around. My motherfucker pot the gangster. I don't fuck with gangster.
Y'all been waiting. Oh, man. Now, that's worth his weight in gold. I was hoping it was going to happen. I just didn't know when. I didn't know when, but.
Sure live.
I see.
Hey,
I
Sam.
See.
Hey, Sheriff, yeah. That's a good one there. If I was you, I'd go up to $30, and you give me the extra $5 that everybody paid.
Oh, man.
Why you got to get the extra $5, motherfucker?
Because I'm the only one that say $5 man. All the time.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Man,
you know,
look at
get mad at me because I bet the one that bet the $5. You heard
him. I ain't all the
way. Yeah, he got mad.
Oh, my goodness. Man, oh, man.
Ain't no sense in getting mad. Just scratch his ass and get glad.
He probably mad that I won't get him to bet. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Hey, so y'all take, Brother Checky, can y'all take over for 1 second? Let me do something right quick.
Brother who?
Brother Checky, Madman, y'all take over for 1 second.
We don't need no damn Checky shit. We have Madman and goddamn me skin and Lee.
Get on the rack.
And we got Flop in the background, too. There you go. There go West Side Flop. There go West Side Flop. Out of Jerry Crew.
Hey, little junkie, take over the show. Ain't that a bitch?
Well, at least they did have the right junkie. They didn't have a fake grudge racer. He's looking up for the punk off all the time. The only person who locked in was the two people from Chicago. He locked in two people from Chicago. They came down south to racing, but they didn't get the race off. So why don't he lock them back in and head on up north? Like Brother D.C. I leave both ways. 55,
hey,
I leave both ways and go north.
Hey, Lee. Did you just
call
for that help?
Ain't no help.
Did
don't call
you say
no help.
Motherfuckers giving their opinions and they ain't got a motherfucking pot to piss in or one to throw it out of?
Oh man! I'm mad, man.
I'm mad, man.
They pay to come to the race to see me. I'm
here
a high quality.
Here come this free basin ass motherfucker. Want to tell somebody
me.
Tell you what to do with your motherfucking pipe?
Come on, man.
You mad at me because I can smoke for free? You mad at me because I can smoke for free? I was just trying to be a good spectator, you know, since I'm going up that way. I thought I can, you know, see that race that you wanted. You locked them in like you wanted. Then you say you from Chicago, you from the west side over out of the Jerry Crew. So
no
I thought that would be going home
Chicago,
for you.
Chicago, nigga. I ain't from no motherfucking Chicago. You telling a lie, nigga.
Well, Memphis,
like
Chicago, all that shit on 55
on.
Shit.
You got to confuse. You trying to tell them motherfuckers you from California and you from motherfucking Kosciuszko.
Okay, I'm from Kosciuszko, but that ain't got nothing to do with you locking in on two races.
Yeah. You ain't got a motherfucking
lick you
on
there. Let me get
lick you on there.
Hold on a minute.
You ain't got
let me call
Lee and
see
you
want to do it. Hold on a minute. Let me get all Lee and see you want to do it.
Call him, motherfucker.
Hold on. Let me call Lee and see you want to do it.
Call me and lock me in with
the
F300 you got.
It's working right now. We got one. Hey, Sam, we got one mad. You ought to mute his mic. We got one mad. You ought to mute his mic.
Wait a minute. You got a junkie on
the line. He's kind of hostile.
He's trying to get him a strike.
He's mad because I got a brick. He's mad because I use Brillo pad and he don't. He's mad because I use Brillo and he don't.
Yeah, and they wonder what happened to their motherfucking antenna.
No, you wrong. I ain't broke the antenna since 91.
Man,
I'm just saying that lock-in. Can we get them lock-in to make Sam Ray
hey,
great again?
That's why all them ink pens be burnt on the end.
Tell them we can lock that race in and see can we make Sam Ray great again.
Go ahead and lock it in.
Hold on, let me get Licky on it. Hold on a minute. Licky Lee, head. Hold on a minute. We're trying to get the water box going again.
That made my day. That's all right. I know it's a trickle-down effect. Something's going to happen from that. I feel it. Feel it. Something's going to happen. It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, look at Leon.
Yeah, man.
Is you going to share it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got Flop on the line, and I was trying to see, do he want to lock that race back in again? They'll let y'all go the quarter mile up there.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, Flopper, what you want to do, buddy?
I want you to suck my dick, because I ain't told
oh.
you to block
Oh, he mad at me.
Oh, man. Man, what you to throw me into, man?
He mad at me, but I know why.
I want you to lock me into my car, motherfucker.
We on the damn show, Leon.
This motherfucker mad.
Don't lock my car in with Leon, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm on Leon's side today.
I'm on Leon's side.
Who's in the car?
You got 5 seconds to leave. Terrio driving.
5 seconds to leave.
Terrio
driving.
Since they always complain the way I race. Well, fuck how they complain about my motherfucking race. Who wanna knock in off the fucking trailer?
I'm the only one who's doing that.
Where's the principal at? Big Sam, let the principal know. I put his ass out for your race. Who else I got out there? The principal? Who else out there? Y'all help me. What else ties out there like me? Brad? If Brad want to get stuff, going to do it off at your race, I do it.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, my goodness.
Say no with a gamble, man. All we got the gong on. We got the, it ain't motherfucking gamble.
That's right.
It ain't that
gamble. Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Who else I'm missing? I know Zay ain't coming over there. He might change his mind, though. If he changes his mind and come to 41, he might change his mind.
Nah, he ain't gonna change his mind.
Since everybody want to wait till a fucking event to fucking race. That's ridiculous.
But, let me see.
Who
oh, my goodness. I don't know.
K-Dog, if K-Dog wants some action, he got it. If Bob got his money powder ready, he got it.
Oh.
Jimmy,
oh my!
Let
me see. I don't know, y'all. Leon looking for some help.
Why all these people that were talking that shit when Leaky down didn't have no oil pressure? Where y'all go to? Bring y'all ass on off of me
oh.
now.
Mad man,
who's
my man?
They mad man getting nasty
since they want to race. You know what, Sam? I ain't gonna tell y'all who that one person is because we already got ourselves established how we gonna race. There's only one person who can come off the trailer. The rest of them, I don't give no fuck. We're going to put a tam on them. I'm going to stop them from saying the only way I want to race is off the trailer. There's only one person
really?
I'm going to run off the trailer. But all the rest
of
them, fuck them. I'm putting a tam on
them. Oh, my goodness.
So they ain't got to cry and say the only way I want to race is off the trailer since I can race off the trailer and they can't.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey Sal, we got all these these wild races locked in. Now I'm gonna say this when they get close. I ain't gonna say that right now. Wait till the event get close. Then I see it.
Okay.
But right now, there's only one person I'm gonna run off the trailer. All the rest of y'all.
You ain't gonna say who it is.
We already talked about that, so I'm not going to, I don't want people to get mad. I just want to have a good race.
Right. Okay.
You know,
that's fine.
Win. That's what we got to get back to.
Right. That's what we're trying to go.
Why I said,
But for the one, say all I want to do, that's the only way I can race is off the trailer. So, fuck that. Get your ass down.
Mm.
Now, I ain't gotta run there. There's only one person off the trailer. The rest of y'all, y'all can test to y'all fucking nuts out there. But,
Principal,
I don't want to fuss and fight. If you got your car ready, all we got to do is put a time on it. We're going to make a nice little good bet. We ain't got to be going crazy on the gamma, because I know it's high. Everybody's time is hard. Gas is high as a bitch. So, come on. Y'all come on. Who want me? I will say get somebody ass this weekend, but I'm waiting on the radiator. My radiator's got a hole in it. I'm waiting on the radiator, so I can't go nowhere. I'll be ready for that race, for y'all event race.
Thank you.
Oh, I just thought about it. I know they're on the phone. Hey, James Black, y'all might well stop that picking and choosing at these goddamn tracks. Get your long-legged ass down there. I'll beat the fuck out you. You're with your fucking, Jesse. You want me.
Oh.
You got me. Get your ass down there for Dick Sham, Ray. Get your ass down. And you ain't got to come off the trailer. Fuck. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it too. Peso, it's been real quiet. I done got my ass pulled out already. It's been real quiet. You bring your ass down here too with your fucking Mustang. I beat your pretty ass. There ain't no hater. You got a nice looking car. If you hear me, you got a nice looking car. But I'll beat the fuck out you if you come down here. And you ain't got to come off no trailer neither. Come on down here. Stop playing. The track ain't no good. Damn, y'all have to hold it back. Tell these motherfuckers. They want us to go to their goddamn races and support them. Bring their ass down here. We get fucked up. And then we go up there and fuck up at home.
Damn, Leon. How long have you been holding that in, Leon?
Man, kid, I was about to say
I've been holding that in, kid, since it got cold.
Oh, okay.
Now, if Peso
and James Black come down here, y'all get out the fucking way. I ain't at y'all ass deer. I'm at there. Y'all get out the way. And don't wait till I get close and lock somebody ass in, and then y'all want to race me. I'll tell you that right now.
Damn, Lizzie, now I see why you were grudge race of the year that year. You a bad man.
Hey, Sam, I know they on here.
Huh?
I don't care if they don't like it. All the ones be on this phone want to see somebody race. Y'all put y'all fucking cars together and let's see y'all race too. Don't just sit there and wait on these regular people that always racing. I drop y'all ass in these talk shows. I want to see y'all ass out there with some cars too. Make this shit happen.
Where am I?
Maybe we might put some money on top of the pot. We're going to make this shit happen. Y'all don't want to race for fucking events anyway. You see, they ain't racing for just events. So it's already fucked up. All of them won't wait just for an event. Everybody waiting on an event. That's a damn thing.
I was there.
Yep, I saw it.
Anybody else?
It's a lot of them got cars. Hey, now, Sam, I'm going to tell you somewhere you're slipping at. It's a lot of them got these fucking cars now. They was building these cars over the wintertime. Here it is, since be goddamn June, and they motherfuckers here doing the same shit they doing last year. Talking about what somebody else ain't doing, and they should be doing that. And they got these goddamn cars in these chassis shops, boarded up in the garage. Get them bitches out and come on out and share with me. Let's see what you put on the show. So we can talk about everybody then. Won't be no one person.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I saw it too.
Hey, Shannon, you ought to send Leaky a free ticket because he called everybody out. They ain't none of them stood up, but they on here. I know they on here because you're still on the board right now.
They might not be on the show.
They're on. I'm looking at their numbers right now. I see their numbers right now. I see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see their numbers right now. The show full right now.
It's full. It is. But I don't know. I don't know if they're on the mic.
Do I need to pull up that old VHS and show all that race that we used to do back in, about 10 years ago? It's a bunch of them got cars and some newcomers out there. So y'all stop talking about everybody else and bring y'all fucking cars out there. But we can see what y'all working with. But, Peso, James Black, I know it's going to get back to him. Get your asshole down here. Come on. I have my radio by the time Sham Ray get here.
You got a
radiator
in your car,
Licky? No, it ain't there, man. That's why you heard me. If the bitch had a hole in it.
When you go down the track, you got a radiator in there.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a street car, Licky. You got a radiator. You got a street car. That's a street car.
Hey, man.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, listen, man. I had a five inch, but.
Hey, baby. We talking about people that's racing right now. Not what you had. We're talking about people that's racing right now.
Okay. I saw it.
Licky trying to get him out the woods, and you pushing him on back in there.
Baby, you can talk about what you want to talk about. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, it's getting close. We already, Mother Nature gave us the weather. Yes, she been raining, but it's a damn shame we got to wait till a fucking event to race. So since you want to wait till you vent the race, get your ass showed out of race. So them people have been claiming they've been looking for me, and everybody been calling me. Don't call me no more for motherfucker ain't trying to lock me the fuck in for sham race.
I'm so mad I called you, Leaky. I'm so mad I called you. But I'm glad that you did get on here because I heard the other folks you called out too. So now they can't get on
it. No, I hear a lot of shit, man. I just hate a lot of people be telling other folks how to fuck to lock in, and they've been building cars for years and they ain't came back to surface yet. It's quick to tell somebody else what the fuck to do, but they ain't surface yet. I'm trying to figure out what's holding them up.
I'm gonna tell you, they got that problem. Yeah. I got money. It's a money problem.
Well, man. They got money problems. I sure wouldn't be on this phone trying to tell nobody else what the fuck to do with their program.
Yep, that's what they do, Leaky. You see me? See, I know I'm going to be out in 2025. You already know when I'm coming.
So, did I miss anything? Since Sham don't want to. Sham don't. They going to be mad at you talking about you anyway, goddamn Sham. So, who gives a fuck?
Saying nothing. I'm just sitting back. I ain't saying nothing. I haven't said a word.
You better say something.
Soon as
you don't race nobody, Sham, soon as you don't race nobody, they're going to say you had a race and didn't race nobody. So you might as well say something every time you open your mouth.
I ain't got nothing to say. They can say whatever they want. I'm sitting back in the cut.
When you didn't have no oil pressure, legally, they were coming out everywhere jumping on you. Now you
yeah, mother said it with my ass. I'm going to run here when you get ready. All that old shit talking about the track surfaces ain't shit. Motherfucker, I just seen some bitch had a track look like a goddamn, like it's just thunder and lightning, that motherfucker, so much water and glue on that bitch, and the motherfucker lady there knocked the tires off. Get your ass up here, and let me knock your ass off.
Oh, my goodness.
They called me out and got folks on the phone calling me, talking about, man, so-and-so looking for you. Why you won't respond? I ain't no internet freak. Get your ass down here. Come on down here. Bring your ass on down here. Maybe I might come to them goddamn tracks up there. Oh, I left one out. Oh, Melvin. You don't have to. I know you hear this show. You got your car ready. I beat your ass. You ain't got to come off no fucking trailer. Just put a tab on it. I forgot about you. You too.
I'm back. What you say? I missed it. What you say, brother? Off the trailer.
Melvin, I forgot about Melvin. Melvin, hey, I ain't saying said Melvin whooped my ass. I got my ass whooped. If he feel like he coming 41, he only wants to get back, and his people can hold the money. I pull his ass out too. Hey, that's open to him. So that's three cars in Detroit. Melvin, James Black. And that goddamn peso. You eat that motherfucker, pretty.
Man.
Get your ass down here. Get a promoter.
Oh, man.
Support.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't gonna fuck either. I don't want to cuss at you. I don't want to say shit, but lock the fuck in. You shout out Debbie, stay your ass at home. But we all got families and houses and shit. Responsibilities. 502,000. Mm-hmm. I fuck with. I might do 1,500. Ain't no telling about me. Gas too high now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna see if they're really trying to race now.
Oh man!
I fuck with. I might run for 1,500. Fuck it.
My.
Whew. Baby.
James Black. Hey, so Melvin. I beat y'all fucking ass. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
All right. Do anybody else got anything? Well, y'all know y'all tough. Baby. Anybody
only
else?
Thing I want to say, I had a motor built for Gene Fulton. And he gave me the best 44 I've had.
Lord, how much?
And when I had the 44, that's the best. That's the fastest pass I ever made. And yeah, what you think about it?
Man.
Yeah. I saw it. Down there looking at it.
Y'all need to stop it, man.
Yeah. That 484 was the best one, the baddest car I ever, the baddest motor I ever had, man. I still got it. I was down there in Memphis, and Witt had put like 90 pounds of pressure in the cylinders, and I went really fast.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe it.
Just let it go, man. It's all good. Just
man.
Let it go. Somebody hit the gavel on you. All right. Anybody else? Y'all got quiet? Man, I appreciate y'all. That's all I can say, man. I just appreciate y'all, man. I'm so looking forward to it, man. It's gonna be very interesting. These call outs and man, it's been long overdue. That's all I can say. Man, we gonna show up and show out. That's all I can say. It's gonna be very
who's good on the internet? Somebody good on the internet, they can post that call out. They can post that call out with
I got you.
Peso is a promoter, Sham. He definitely should be here. There's no reason why he shouldn't be here.
I will relay the message. I try to put something together tomorrow. I'm gonna get somebody on it. Oh man. Oh my goodness. Oh
yeah. Put that out there.
Oh man.
Out of them three, somebody gonna respond. Somebody should be ready to lock me in. Be ready to do it. Three of them.
Ooh wee. Oh man. Oh, I don't even know what to say. All I can do is just wait. We just wait and see. I'm sure somebody done said something. Somebody done relayed a message. You'll hear something. So.
Yeah. I don't want them to lock me in after I got me a couple lock, I got me a race, and then they want to race.
Right.
You know, that always right. happened to me.
Oh my goodness.
All right, y'all. Well, y'all done got quiet. Anything else? Anybody else got anything? Everybody that's in queue, y'all got anything?
Man, y'all done made my night. Surely made man.
Okay, well.
Hey, Brian. Hey,
Hey, Leon.
Hey, Sam.
I had a seduction solution.
Yeah, hold on, baby. Hold on one second, baby.
A 484.
Hold on 1 second.
I had a seduction solution 484. It wasn't proper.
What is wrong with baby?
Hey,
baby.
Man.
Baby, hold on 1 second. What'd you say, Pete? What'd you say?
I said you text me the call. Who was looking for me?
Who was that? Oh, that was Lil Johnny, I think. But he was talking about Ground to Pound, the white Camaro and Canelo. I think that he said that. And then who else he called? He said Canelo. And somebody else was talking, but it was for Canelo. He called for Canelo. I was trying to get
you
for that.
Yeah, he called me, but he only want to run how he want to run. So get on here like he a motherfucking gangster.
Who is that?
Get on here like he a motherfucking gangster. He ain't no motherfucking gangster.
Oh.
How he was trying to run, Vic?
Huh?
Is Johnny still on the mic? Johnny, press the one button. Where's Johnny at?
I'm not sure. I know.
Canelo,
I talked to him. He tried to run me head up. I'm not running that car head up with Totec.
Is Johnny from Ground to Pound on the mic? Or Brian? Either one of them. Because he was talking for Brian car, I guess. Yeah. Anyone, y'all can press the one button. You are while we still here.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Sam, I think it gets like that when somebody come on to do the protective. Like
he was on.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you on the back line and everything before we can discuss my expenses and everything, me coming that way.
Oh, okay, yeah, just call me on the red phone, man. All
right, you got you.
I just tried to text them to see if they still on, Pete. I don't know if they on or not.
Man,
you be calling me, get me on this bullshit.
Yeah. They needed you, Nicky. You come on and turn the show out. We needed you.
Yeah. Y'all know, man, they did it. Carry on them. Not off the trailer coming on. Not Pete trying to start the mess. Y'all show sure wait till the last minute. Oh, there he go. He gone now. My goodness. Unbelievable. Okay, anybody
else? Well, one
else?
Thing we know. This show is recorded, and they can go listen to it again if they don't believe what you tell them.
This is true. Man, now you said something right there, man. Every show back to, what year is this? All the way back to 20, I think I started in 2012 or 2013, one of them. Man, you can go listen to all them shows. Yes, you can. They all recorded, so you can't say how they say it. You sure can go back. Unbelievable.
Now, who was that pill taking a trash out? Now, you need to go on mute. Don't be on that disrespecting Big Sham show. We'll see you at the track and send you over the wall.
No. I'm going to make sure when I come to Big Sham race, I'm going to make sure I'm taking the 5 in time. I'm going to make sure I have a 484 in it, and I'm going to bust some ass myself and throw some bitch across the wall. How about that?
Baby, you need to stick with the motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Well, I know one time you got in that Cadillac and you went 2 miles to the north and you ran hot.
I don't want to hit none of that shit. I'm going to go down south and get me a motherfucking real 484. You ain't got shit in your motherfucking coming.
And if you come down south and get you a 4-8 pole, you're going to have nothing in your barbershop.
Them motherfuckers going to push you down the street. You want to hear that shit?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey,
baby. I saw it. No. I saw it. Yeah, I was right there.
What you saw? Tell me what you saw. You sound like your friend Flock.
So what? I don't care, because he's my friend.
I want to know one thing.
What's that?
How many of them beers you done had tonight?
It don't matter.
How many of them rocks you done smoked tonight?
Unbelievable. Well, anybody else? Well, I appreciate y'all, man. It's been great. It's the beginning. It has begun.
Hey, Shane.
Yes, sir, Brother Flock.
In closing, we're gonna let the people know we're gonna start doing random drug screening of the listeners, and junkies will not be allowed on the show.
Oh man! Oh my goodness, great man! Y'all are too much, man. Is all I can say. Way too much. Oh man. All right, well, man, until next Thursday, man, if anything happening this weekend, please notify me if anything is gonna happen. But in the mean and between time, the same bad time, the same bad channel. Next Thursday, y'all. I appreciate y'all. As always, y'all made my night.